Okay, good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. Given all the turmoil in the world that we see today, I would like to share about a present help in present trouble taken from a very familiar psalm, Psalm 46. So let me first read this short psalm for us. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God bless the reading of his word. This evening, I have 3 points for our consideration. Number one, the present trouble. Number two, the present help. And number three, the present to share. Firstly, the present trouble. Today we are seeing one of the greatest levels of uncertainties in recent times. In finance, we look at what we call the VIX or volatility index to gauge the level of uncertainty in the market. And if you look at the peaks of uncertainty, in 2008, we had the global financial crisis. In 2020, we had COVID pandemic. This year, we have chaos in the global trade system. If you look, and one of the biggest geopolitical crises of all times is unfolding, with America starting tariff wars with both friends and foes. In the economic realm, it would be a modern-day equivalent of the earth being removed, mountains carried into the midst of the sea, roaring and mountains shaking. Trump's Liberation Day tariffs have caused a great upheaval in the global economy. And if the tariffs are here to stay, the repercussions would be severe and pervasive. Those of us relying on investments in equities, bonds, or funds for retirement may already feel some jitters given the plunging value of our investments. For business owners and employees, the Singapore government has downgraded GDP forecasts to 0 to 2% growth for this year, with economists warning that Singapore may head into a technical recession. Given Singapore's status as a global hub and dependence on trade, when global trade slows, our economy will slow down. Businesses will be affected and jobs may be lost. So the world's troubles never seem to end, don't they? We have global superpowers clashing. We just had the COVID pandemic becoming endemic, and we are still dealing with hot wars between Russia and Ukraine, as well as in the Middle East. And then, given the pent-up demand post-COVID, coupled with trade wars and physical wars disrupting global supply chains, we have seen demand pull and cost push inflation, driving the cost of living up very significantly, with inflation rates among the highest levels in Singapore's history. Now, all of the above are weighing heavily on the minds of Singaporeans, according to a recent survey released this year. Over 1,300 Singaporeans surveyed mentioned cost of living and inflation, job security and the economy as their top concerns. So we have economic woes, job insecurities, high costs of living, and perhaps what many in our midst would feel even more keenly would be the troubles of old age. Next year, Singapore will attain the status of a super aged society, with 1 in 5 people above 65 years old. And by 2030, 1 in 4 will be in this age group. So if you are feeling more frail by the day, grappling with the onset of illnesses, worrying about rising healthcare and insurance costs, apprehensive about being a burden to your loved ones, you're definitely not alone. Insurance costs are increasing every year and get, of course, a lot more expensive as we age. This is the cost of private integrated shield plans for Class A wards in public hospitals, according to the Ministry of Health. And once you hit your 60s and 70s, these hospitalization plans start to cost 3 to 4 thousand per year, which amount to a few months of CPF life payouts. And then we have statistics that tell us that almost 1 in 3 deaths will be because of cancer, and around 1 in 4 or 5 of us will be diagnosed with cancer before we turn 75. And with the cost of late-stage cancer treatment at 100 to 200,000 yearly, it's no wonder we have the saying in Singapore, can die but cannot fall sick. Even if you're not 65 and above, many of us here are in a sandwich generation, having to look after aged parents or relatives, as well as kids who are still dependent on us. And the financial, emotional, and physical demands can be overwhelming. Our present troubles are real, daunting, and even crippling at times. How should we then face our present troubles? The psalmist in Psalm 46 points to a very present help in our God. Our God is with us and on our side. He is bigger than our troubles, and He helps us comprehensively. Firstly, God is with us and on our side. Four times this is mentioned in this short psalm, that God is with us. In verse 1, we have God as a very present help. In verse 5, God is in our midst. In verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. And this again is repeated in verse 11. And when your world is crashing around you, remember, God is with you. When you are amply provided for in life, remember, God is with you. When your troubles are resolved and fade away, remember, God is with you. At every stage in life, every circumstance in life, God is with us. Whatever trouble we are facing in life, from global turmoil to financial hardship, health issues, difficult relationships at work, school, or at home, God is with us. The question then is, do we feel God's presence with us when we are facing trouble? Do we turn to God for help in trouble? Do we believe that God is present and can help us? Unlike the Jews who saw the presence of God in the tabernacle and who saw Jesus physically while he was on earth, how do we Christians see or feel the presence of God today? Now, personally, God has been a very present help in my life, and I cannot imagine going through a day without Him. When the nurses told my wife and I my son failed his hearing test twice at birth, many parents would have panicked. But the verse, "My grace is sufficient for thee," came to mind and gave much required peace. When our second child came along and my wife decided to take a less taxing job to care for our kids, this was in 2021, when the economy was still reeling from the effects of COVID with much job insecurity. But after my wife took on a new job with a pay cut, God gave me an unexpected pay rise that more than compensated for the loss of my wife's income. From the testimonies I've heard from my brethren in church and many more experiences in my own life, I can only say God is so real and so good. But so what if God is with us? It matters because He is bigger than all our troubles. We have an omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God with us. He is above nature, and we see this in verses 2 to 4, who created and commands the universe, who wiped the earth clean with the great flood, who parted the Red Sea, who calmed the stormy seas of Galilee, who sustains Jerusalem with a spring of water, the river whose streams make glad the city of God, physically, and of course, more importantly, in a spiritual sense. Now, almost every major city in the world has a river. A river is a source of life. It provides drinking water, water for irrigation, seafood, and transportation. New York has the Hudson River. London has the River Thames. Cairo has the Nile. Shanghai has the Huangpu River. Seoul has the Han River. Tokyo has the Sumida River. Even Singapore, KL, and Bangkok has rivers. But interestingly, there is no river in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is sustained by the Gihon Spring, one of the most prominent intermittent springs in the world. And it was from this spring that King Hezekiah dug a tunnel to channel water to a reservoir within the city of David, which we now know as the Pool of Siloam. An amazing provision from God. And God is not only above nature, but he is also above man. And we see this in verses 6, 8, and 9. Who defeated the Egyptian army when Israel fled Egypt? Who fought the battle of Jericho? Well, the common song goes that Joshua fought the battle of Jericho that we hear our kids sing. It was actually God who fought the battle of Jericho. Who helped Gideon defeat the Midianites? 300 men versus the 135,000 strong Midianite army. When Jerusalem was under attack during the reign of King Hezekiah, if you recall, the angel of the Lord single-handedly wiped out the 185,000 strong Assyrian army of King Sennacherib. In all these examples, God's people hardly played a part in the battles. God did all the work. So when God fights, he wins. For who can stand? And with God on our side, victory is sure. With God on our side, all things will work out for good to them who love him and to them who are called according to his purpose. Thirdly, he is a comprehensive help. Now, if we think about the whole psalm where God shelters his people, provides for them, and then defeats the enemy. While the whole earth is shaking, he is sheltering his people. We see that in the first three verses. While he is sheltering his people, he is providing for them. We see that in the next two verses. And while he is providing for them, he is defeating the enemies. A perfect illustration for this psalm would be what God did for Judah during the reign of King Hezekiah, which is what some commentators say Psalm 46 is associated with. The dominant superpower of the day was the Assyrian Empire under King Sennacherib. The army of King Sennacherib had taken down 46 cities in Judah as they marched towards Jerusalem and laid Jerusalem under siege. And despite the threat of a very formidable foe, King Hezekiah told the people not to fear because God is mightier than the foe. He says, with the king of Assyria is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. We read this from 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 8. So the people, the Jews in Jerusalem, had psychological safety. They felt God's protection. And while Jerusalem was under siege, it was still supplied by water from one of the most remarkable engineering feats recorded in the Bible, Hezekiah's 533-meter-long underground tunnel that brought water from the Gihon Spring into the Pool of Siloam within the city. And eventually, of course, God sent an angel to wipe the 185,000-strong Assyrian army and King Sennacherib went back to Assyria in shame. So God was exalted among the heathen, and 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 23 records for us that many brought gifts unto the Lord to Jerusalem and also presents to Hezekiah so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations. So in the light of all this, we have a present to share. We have a present, a gift, a gospel of peace that we possess. So how can we apply what we have learned from Psalm 46 in our lives? And we want to remember that we have a God with us, an omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God with us. And this all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present God protects us, provides for all our needs, and fights all our battles. Today, if your business is impacted by the geopolitical risks, God is there with you. Today, if your job is insecure because of economic uncertainty, God is there with you. Today, if you are facing troubling office politics, navigating family problems, afflicted with illness, God is there with you. Do we believe that God is bigger than all our troubles? Do we believe that there will be no temptation above what we are able to bear? Do we believe that all things will work out for good to them who love God? And the ultimate victory over this fallen world and the troubles of this life are already secured for all who love God. If your treasures are in heaven, every and anything that you lose in this world is but a temporal and insignificant loss. If the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, those who are troubled are the ones who have their treasures in this earth. If our treasures are in heaven, there will be no need to fear. If you are a child of God, you possess the most treasured relationship with the most important person in the universe. It would be inconceivable to think that any earthly relationship will be smooth sailing because they are ultimately relationships between sinners. If you are diagnosed with a debilitating illness and eventually succumb to it, you would have given up a frail mortal body for a glorious immortal body and live forevermore with your Lord and Savior. In this life, brothers and sisters in Christ, God is with us. With death, we will be with God. What a blessed thought and blessed hope, because in death, when we are with God, no longer will any of these earthly troubles plague us. Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 says, God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This is the end state and eternal state that God has promised his children, and the ultimate victory over sin and death that Christ has secured for us. Coupled with all the lessons that we have learned from Psalm 46, this should give us the peace which passes all understanding to go through the troubles of this life. And it is a peace which passes all understanding because even if we do not understand why we are going through a particular trouble or how to overcome it, we have an all-powerful God who will control the outcomes that will work out for good. We have an all-knowing God who has a perfect plan for this trouble that we are facing. We have an all-present God who will go through this trouble with us. And it is this knowledge of who God is to us and what God will do for us that gives us peace. And having possessed this gospel of peace, how can we bear not to share it with our friends and loved ones who are struggling in this troubled world? This past weekend, we are reminded of Christ's victory over sin and death. And if Christ has overcome the greatest troubles of this world, that must be the best news that we must share. So may we always be reminded of a very present help in our present trouble, and be resolved to present this present help to our troubled world. May God be exalted among the heathen and exalted in all the earth through our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather tonight, our world feels heavy with wars, economic strain, and many a struggle. Struggles in relationships, finances, and health. Yet your word reminds us that you are our refuge and our strength. Lord, open our eyes to circumstance, your power in every struggle, and your wisdom in every triumph. Help us to be still in the midst of our troubles and busyness of life, and to remember that you are ever in control and you have given us the final victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.